Hello there. My name is Dr. Jamie Marich. I am a trainer, author, and clinical specialist in the treatment of addiction and trauma. I'm also a woman in long-term recovery. Throughout my career, I've noticed that dealing with cravings can be a huge struggle in the recovery or wellness process. Regardless of whether you identify as having habits, compulsive behaviors, or an addiction. Yoga Nidra is an approach that can be used to help you manage your cravings by creating distance from them. I Am Yoga Nidra is a series of awareness-based techniques that can promote a deep state of relaxation and restoration, both physical and mental. The specific techniques I've chosen for this particular Yoga Nidra are supported by current research on how mindfulness approaches can help in the recovery process. By simply lying down and following my guidance through these techniques, you are invited to enter into a state that brings you into the sensation of sleep, without actually falling asleep. In this state, you can experience the power of what is called disidentification, or coming to the realization that you are not your cravings. Your cravings may be something you experience, yet tapping into your true nature is the key to creating that distance and allowing the cravings to pass. Ideally, Yoga Nidra is practiced in a lying down position where you can be comfortable for the next 35 minutes or so. Before lying down, I will guide you through a few movements in the seated or standing position. For many, engaging in some physical movement first helps them to more thoroughly enjoy the stillness. Once we come into the stillness, you may cover yourself with a blanket, as it is normal for body temperature to drop during Yoga Nidra. You may also place a bolster or pillows under your knees and a folded blanket under the head for support. Try not to have too much elevation or lift of the head if it can be avoided. As with every meditation I lead, there are always options to modify. If lying down for this length of time is not available to you for any reason, you may also lie on your side or bring the body into a gentle incline, as if you are in a recliner. You can use whatever props or pillows you have hanging around for this purpose. Sitting against a wall for support is always an option. There are many times in the meditation I will invite you to close your eyes. Know that a soft gaze is always an acceptable alternative if this feels safer for you, and you can choose to open the eyes or roll onto the side at any time during the meditation if you feel too activated. Please do not listen to this Yoga Nidra meditation while you are driving. One other precaution. During the meditation, we will be using an exercise called tension and release. During this exercise, if you are someone with heart disease, glaucoma, or cannot have any undue pressure on the head, please continue to breathe normally during the exercise, or feel free to adjust the intensity of the exercise to the level of your comfort. Now that we've gotten all of the details out of the way, let's begin. We'll begin with some gentle movements here in a seated position. Sit tall and bring your hands to the ground beside you. If possible, pressing the pads of your fingers directly into the ground, the mat, or on whatever surface you may be sitting. As you press down into the fingers on an inhale, see if you could elongate the spine just a little bit more. Shoulders melted away from the ears. Noticing this subtle extension of energy. Take a few breaths here. And maybe notice how you experience a sensation of grounding when you're in this posture literally touching the earth or the ground. You can keep your hands here or bring them onto your knees. As we prepare for a series of neck rolls, of course, it's important that you listen to the feedback your body's giving you. And if you have a history or struggle with neck injury of any kind, please feel free to back off the intensity of any of the instructions I'll be giving you here. So as you inhale, bring the chin to the chest or towards your heart. Take a breath. And on your next inhale, move the chin along to the right side shoulder. And then move the chin along the chest once more over to the left side shoulder. And continue with this motion two more times. And then from here, if your body allows it, perhaps you continue into making full circles with the head, allowing your gaze to come up towards the ceiling as you make full circles with the head and neck. A reminder to listen to what your body is telling you. You can always continue with just the gentle sweep along the chest if the full circles are too much. And at some point here, changing directions. If you've been circling in one direction, give the other direction a try. And then bringing the neck back to a neutral position, looking straight ahead. Perhaps now peek over the right shoulder so the chin is not along the chest. It's like you're just looking over your shoulder on the right. And then inhaling, looking over your shoulder to the left. And try this a few more times, coordinating your breath along with the movement. Then return the neck to that center neutral position. Squeeze the shoulders now up by the ears. Just take a moment here to notice that tension. And then exhale, let go with a sigh. And let's try this two more times. Squeeze the shoulders up by the ears. Take a breath. And then exhale with a sigh. Notice the letting go. And then once more, squeeze the shoulders up by the ears. And then on an exhale, let it go. And notice the release after experiencing the tension. Be mindful. Be aware. And then one more movement here before we lie down, interlacing the fingers, bring them in front of you. And then turning the palms of the hands outward, pressing the arms away from the body, keep the shoulders away from the ears. And you can stay here with the arms extended in front of the chest, or on an inhale, you can raise the arms up overhead. Take a breath or two here. Notice. And then on an exhale, unlace the fingers and gently let the arms float back down to the ground or to the floor. And returning to that posture where we began. Gently touching the earth or the ground. And from here, I'll give you a few moments to transition into the lying down position, getting whatever you may need to be comfortable as we prepare to go further with our yoga nidra experience. Close your eyes and quiet the mind. Be still. Let go of all thoughts, worry, and tension. Give yourself fully to a higher power or inner power. Relax, trust, and let go. Breathe in fully and exhale with a deep sigh. And again, breathe in fully and exhale with a deep sigh. And let go even more. Feel a deep sense of contentment and peace in your heart. Maintaining this inner awareness, gently begin rubbing the palms together. To the degree that you feel comfortable, place your fingertips on your eyelids. The entire surface of the palms touching your face. Start now by massaging the face. The fingers working from the eyebrows up to the hairline. Moving out to the temples. Circling the fingers at the temples. Moving down to the joint of the jaw, along the jawline to the chin. Massage around the parentheses of the mouth, up to the bridge of the nose, around the orbits of the eyes. Moving to the ears, massaging in front of and behind the ears, and maybe even a gentle pull on the earlobes, feeling tensions and holding melt away. Squeeze the back of the neck and maybe even the shoulders. Now place the entire surface of the palms on the face, fingertips on the eyelids. Drop all expression from the face. Take a deep breath in and let go. Take another deep breath in and let go even more. Release your arms to your sides. You may recover your arms. If you have an eye pillow, you may place that over your eyes if you like. Feel the impact flooding the whole body and the entire being. Bathe in the sensations. We will now move our attention into the body to release trapped energy and move deeper into total relaxation. Those with cardiac disease, hypertension, glaucoma should use caution. If you cannot have undue pressure in the head for any reason, it's important that you breathe normally as you tense the body. As you inhale, make fists and deliberately induce stiffness and tension throughout your shoulders, arms, and fists. Tighten, tighten, even more. Now let go completely. Relax. On your next exhalation, relax even more. Let go. Observe and feel the flood of energy in your arms. This time, as you inhale, deliberately induce stiffness and tension in the hips, legs, and feet. Tighten, tighten, hold, hold. Now let go. Let go completely and relax. Observe the flood of energy in your legs. This time, tighten and tense the entire body as you inhale. Arms, hands, shoulders, feet, legs, face, buttocks. Tighten, tighten. Hold, hold. Now let go completely. Relax on your next exhalation. Let go even more. Observe and feel the energy extending to all the muscles, nerves, and cells of your entire body. Let your whole body melt into the flood of energy you feel in your body. Let your body go limp, like a rag doll. Relax even more. Release any holding anywhere. Sense all sensations. Feel it all. Resist nothing. Allow the commentary of the mind to dissolve into sensation. Allow the mind to dissolve into bodily presence. As we enter this next phase of Yoga Nidra, remain as motionless as possible. If you need to move or make an adjustment, do so mindfully and return to stillness as soon as you are able. Resolve to remain awake, staying in touch with the sound of my voice. Allow your entire body to respond to my words directly and non-mentally. Allow any disturbances, internal or external, to draw you more deeply within. In Yoga Nidra, you enter the subconscious pranic field. Let your mind merge and melt into the energy body and go beyond the boundaries of body and mind. Now shift from thinking and doing to feeling and being. Do absolutely nothing from now on. Simply relax. Drop into the deepest state of tranquility, stillness, and peace in the third eye. Now your consciousness is in direct communion with your energy body. Now direct your full attention to your breath. Create no struggle around breathing. Use the breath to release any tensions. Slowly deepen your inhalations and exhalations Let your breath flow in a steady, uniform, unbroken stream. Continue until asked to stop. Let your attention be totally connected to your breath as it flows in and out. Bring all of your attention to the expansion and contraction of your abdomen as you breathe deeply in and out. With each exhalation, release all tension held in your body. Let go. Breathe out any holdings in the body. Use your breath to progressively enter a deeper level of stillness and silence. We will continue with 5 more slow, deep breaths. Count them like this. 5. I am breathing in. 5. I am breathing out. 4. I am breathing in. 4. I am breathing out. And continue until you're asked to stop. Be absorbed in the sound of your own breath. Let yourself be more relaxed and peaceful with each breath. Now allow the breath to return to normal. Feel the energetic impact of the breath in the form of pulsations in the body. Your attention allows the energy field in the body to grow and expand. Experience it. Energy follows attention. Let your mind merge and melt in the river of energy flowing through your body. Let go. Let go even more. Enter an effortless state of being. Follow my guidance now as we move through different parts of the body. Let your attention rest on each body part as I name it, without comment or judgment. All 10 toes. Both ankles. Both knees. Pelvis. Chest. Shoulders. Arms. Throat. Chin. Face. Head. Back of the head, shoulder blades, back, buttocks, calves, heels, soles of the feet, sense the whole body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, whole body. Feel the whole body contained in vast, spacious awareness. Bring your attention now to a constricted or dense part of the body. Perhaps where you have a tendency to experience trigger or craving. Though you may not consciously recognize the cause of this feeling, the innate intelligence of the body knows how to resolve it. Breathe into this area. Make space for it. Give it room to move, loosen, disperse, dissolving, lightening. The body releasing whatever it no longer needs. Now sense the body's healing energy streaming towards this area, as if it were attracting it like a magnet. Watch this part of your body returning to wholeness, vitality, as it is surrounded by this healing light. With each inhalation, begin to sense the body as more energy than density. until the whole body is felt as a pulsing, tingling energy field. Any emotions, thoughts, and fears that may have contributed to the imbalance can now be released and resolved. See and feel the whole body healed and whole. Hand over all fear, apprehension, and anxiety about all that you want to change, control, and manage. Let go of all doing. Let your mind merge and melt into the presence and enter the sanctuary of silence. Remain empty and free from all doing. If you have a self-defeating pattern or habits that are holding you back that you want to be freed from, make that your intention now. Allow this intention to go to the deepest levels of recognition with no hesitation. Know that your higher self recognizes, honors, and accepts your intention. All channels are open. And the life force is flowing freely, healing the body, and calming the mind. Allow your entire self to respond spontaneously and effortlessly to what I say. I return to the innate wisdom of my body to heal itself. I remain in restful awareness. I let the radiant light of love melt and disperse the energy blocks in my body and mind. and I replace them with total acceptance. I relax so completely and let go so fully that the inner healing blueprint of my body functions freely and optimally. Establish yourself firmly in faith and trust to receive the grace, protection, and guidance. The more often you go to your source, the easier it will be to return there, and the longer you can stay there. Now you have prepared the base from where you can carry out interactions with life and interpersonal relationships. With the integrative power of love and the source within. If you have an area that you feel needs healing, physical, mental, or emotional, allow this light and love to flow into that area now. Now begin to become aware of the rising and falling of the breath. Slowly feel yourself beginning to rise to the surface of awareness. Sense the body resting on the floor. The quality of the air as it touches the skin. Gradually you can move as if you were waking from a restful sleep. Bend your knees, pull them to your chest. Rocking sideways, gently. Take your time. Do not hurry. Then turn on to your favorite side and curl into a fetal position. Feel the safety, comfort and protection of the womb of existence. Now you can gradually, mindfully move and begin to sit up with your eyes closed. Continue to stay deep in this inner experience. Regardless of what you consciously recognize that has or has not changed, know that something deep within has shifted. Connect you with your intention. Become aware of your body and bring a deep sense of peace and contentment with you as you bring attention back to the physical body. Notice how relaxed is the body, how soft is the breath, how silent is the mind, how quiet is the heartbeat. Be still and be grateful. Know that you can easily enter here again and again. Now you may gradually open the eyes. Take your time. Let them gently blink open to adjust to the light in your space. And maybe take another organic movement or stretch here to help you reground if needed. You also have the option of touching the ground, touching the earth, with the pads of your fingers, just as we began. Taking as long as you need to adjust to transition before you continue with your day. Jai Bhagwan, my friends. Victory to the spirit within.